This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
The pandemic exposed some serious problems with the healthcare workforce and patient care, especially at some nursing homes. Now, major changes are coming. There are new minimum staffing requirements for nursing homes nationwide. There are new worker pay standards for some healthcare services, too. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services set these rules this week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The new rules govern long-term care provided to low-income disabled people and the elderly, funded with federal Medicaid dollars and administered by the states. One goal is to upgrade the pay and services provided by health aides that agencies send into patients' homes to help with bathing, meals, medications, and the like. Many are immigrant women earning low wages, says Jennifer Lav at the National Health Law Program. Medicaid will now direct more healthcare spending into their pockets.
80% of the rates that are paid by the state to providers have to go directly to the workers as opposed to administrative overhead.
There are also new standards for minimum staffing at nursing homes, covering RNs, nurses aides, and other workers, says Robin Rudowitz at Health Policy Research Group, KFF.
Our analysis showed that only 1 in 5 nursing facilities would meet the requirements.
Employers will have time to achieve the new staffing levels. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.